Page 41. E. The Big Apple.
For many foreigners, New York is America. A vast number of immigrants who landed in this city never went any further. The Big Apple, New York's nickname, is probably the most multi-ethnic city in the whole of the USA. New York City consists of 5 boroughs: Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, and the Bronx. Have you heard of them? The most famous is Manhattan. This is where you will find the major tourist attractions.
3 Manhattan neighborhoods. Little Italy. Little Italy is the name of New York's largest Italian community. Strolling along Mulberry Street gives you the sensation of being in Bella Italia and not in a big American city. The smell of delicious Italian food is everywhere. Pizza, tortellini, panini, mamma mia. In the course of the 20th century, more than 5 million Italians immigrated to the USA, including more than 2 million just between 1900 and 1910. Many of the newcomers settled in this neighborhood.
Chinatown. Chinatown is possibly the largest ethnic community in New York, and it is the biggest Chinatown in the USA. It is just like a real Chinese city. Chinese cuisine is among the best in the world, and there are many Chinese restaurants here in New York. Often, they have a roast duck hanging in the window. Fruits, vegetables, and spices you probably have never seen or heard of are displayed on almost every street corner. Use your eyes, nose, ears, and your sense of taste, and you will have a great day in Chinatown.
Harlem. The most famous African-American neighborhood in America is Harlem. It is famous for its jazz musicians and for a number of great writers who lived there. A couple of decades ago, Harlem was considered to be a particularly rough neighborhood with a high crime rate. People who lived there were often relatively poor, and there was considerable unemployment. Few white people dared to walk the streets of Harlem, especially at night. However, this has now changed. As a result of a growing economy, Harlem has become a popular multi-ethnic neighborhood, and African Americans are no longer a majority of the population. The Jews, the Irish, and the Mexicans all have their own neighborhoods, as do many other ethnic groups. New York City is the apple everyone wants a bite of.
Central Park. When New Yorkers want a short break from their hectic city life and they need to unwind, they do not have to travel far. Right in the middle of Manhattan, there is an enormous green oasis called Central Park. Every year, more than 25 million people use the park in some way or other. Baseball pitches, tennis courts, and skate rinks attract thousands every day, and the park is also a very popular area for jogging and cycling. For those who just want to relax, the park has 9,000 benches and plenty of cafes and restaurants. Every Sunday, the park is full of New Yorkers, and there is always something fun to watch or participate in. Central Park used to be a place you would avoid after dark because of its high crime rate, but nowadays this is far less of a problem, and you can find people walking their dogs in the park at all times of day and night.
The Statue of Liberty. One of the most famous landmarks in New York City is the Statue of Liberty on Liberty Island, just off the harbor. This gigantic statue was a gift from the people of France to the people of America in 1886 to celebrate the USA's first 100 years as an independent nation. This gigantic statue attracts more than 3 million visitors every year. Facts about the Statue of Liberty. Height, 151 feet. Weight, 225 tons. Length of right arm, 42 feet. Length of nose, 4 feet 6 inches. Width of eyes, 2 feet 6 inches.
The Empire State Building. Until the 1970s, the Empire State Building in Manhattan was the tallest building in New York. It is 443 meters high, and the view from the observatories on the 86th and 102nd floors is incredible. On a clear day, you can see about 80 miles from the top floor observatory. You will be able to see New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania, in addition to the whole of the city of New York. It also plays an important role in a well-known film. It is on the top of this building that King Kong holds the female protagonist in his hands. Are you in good shape? Instead of taking the elevator up to the 102nd floor, you can use the stairs. There are 1,860 steps from the ground to the top, so it will probably take you an hour or so. Do you accept the challenge?